from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today is Good Shepherd Sunday, when Jesus, as we heard in the Gospel, offers those words of consolation. I know mine, and mine know me, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. It's easy to pass over the significance of this image and the reality which it speaks to. Why does Jesus speak of himself as the Good Shepherd? After all, he was the son of a carpenter, not a shepherd. It all has to do with Jesus as the Messiah and the fulfillment of what and who had come before him. Shepherds and their role are not an unfamiliar element in biblical history. Recall how Moses gave up his high rank in Egypt as he fled from there and then became a shepherd for his father-in-law. This would have been viewed as a disgrace because Egyptians saw shepherds as a very lowly people. They wouldn't even eat with a shepherd. When Samuel, later on, would go to Jesse's house in Bethlehem to meet Jesse's sons and to decipher which one God was calling to lead the people and become their king, what was David doing? He was shepherding Jesse's flock. Both Moses and David were called forth from their flocks to lead God's chosen people, the true flock. Shepherding is a fitting image because in the Palestinian custom of shepherding, the shepherd would truly lead his flock and they would follow. It's a little bit different. In a Western sense, a shepherd goes behind and forces the flock onward. Think of a sheepdog. But Jesus does not force us where we do not want to go. He truly leads. I don't have experience with sheep, but I did grow up on a dairy farm, and countless times, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I would go out into the pasture to bring them up into the corral for the evening milking. And I would have to circle behind them in order to move them up into the corral. Jesus, as the Good Shepherd, does not drive us or force us anywhere. He goes out to get us. He does. To find us, but he leads us from there. We have an image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd right here in our stained glass window. And as is typical of the Good Shepherd image, Jesus has one of the sheep on his shoulders. In our fallen human state, in those times of helplessness and desolation, Jesus not only finds us, he picks us up and carries us. But even that is not against our will. He simply extends his hand, an invitation. He didn't force Peter to take his hand when he was sinking on the Sea of Galilee. No, he extended his hand, and Peter, because he wasn't that stupid, took his hand and allowed Jesus to help him. Now, we often fight Jesus when he wants to help us. That's part of the story of our human life, existence here on earth, fighting it as we go. And the drama is surrendering and allowing Jesus to pick us up at times, but to always lead us. Now, as faithful and virtuous as some of the Old Testament figures were, those leaders, none of them were willing to lay down their life, at least not to the extent Jesus was, for his flock. You see, Jesus was not motivated by money, glory, honor. No, pure love, which enabled Jesus to give up his life for us. Now, we may struggle to perceive Jesus as carrying us in our times of need. And if that's the case, well, we can picture and reflect on Jesus carrying his cross. When he picked up that cross and he stumbled on his way up Calvary, He was carrying you and me in our times of need. Still, it seems as though sometimes we are shepherdless, thrown about by the world and all that it demands of us. Well, on Good Friday, the sheep were scattered then too. The disciples ran away, and it seemed as though evil had truly won the day. But Jesus, the Good Shepherd, stayed and fought. Now, it certainly didn't appear as though Jesus was fighting. That's because Jesus doesn't employ the means of combat that you and I do. No, he certainly defends us, though. How can we be sure? By the victory of the cross made manifest on Easter morning, and every Sunday, for that matter. We may be tempted to think we've been abandoned, tempted to give up hope because nothing in our life seems to change. But don't forget, it seemed hopeless on Holy Saturday too, right before the resurrection. Christ was faithful to his mission, even knowing what it was going to cost him. And that mission consists in saving us from sin and in estrangement from our Father. He is the Good Shepherd, the one we can trust, the one who carries more about our lives than we do ourselves even. The Lord who came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. When trusting in God is hard, though, when plagued with doubt, we simply have to glance at the Eucharist. It's the sign of God's faithfulness at all times. He leads us, and to do so, he comes to us at each and every Mass. And that is truly something that we can always rejoice in and truly always find hope in. And although we forget it, simply praying in front of the Eucharist, attending Mass, time and time again, it is that constant reminder that we need as we go about our lives.